Photography Podcast number 24 on photography.ca for July 24, 2007. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and we are coming to you from Grand Canyon, Arizona. Yes, Grand Canyon, Arizona. And what better place to do a podcast than on the top of all this magnificence? And given that we are at the Grand Canyon and we're taking a lot of pictures of the canyon, and of course they include sky, I thought that on today's podcast we could talk a little bit about deliberate underexposure in digital photography. So with regard to traditional photography, underexposure was always a no-no. In fact, you always exposed for the shadows, meaning that if you kind of were into photography and you knew what you were doing, you would definitely expose for the shadows and not underexpose them, because once you lost the shadow detail on film, it was gone forever. But when it comes to digital photography, it's completely different. Digital photography doesn't work like film, so sometimes it's in our best interest to underexpose deliberately. Digital cameras tend to overexpose, especially when it comes to sky and things like that. So sometimes you want to deliberately underexpose the scene, and then you can bring back some of that detail in a graphics program like Photoshop. So for this podcast, I just took a couple of shots of the Grand Canyon, one at my meter setting, one at one stop underexposure, and one at two stops underexposure. And of course, we're going to place these on the blog so you can take a look at those photos. And you will notice that the photographs that are underexposed somewhat are actually nicer because you have better sky and you have better detail. So it's a good thing to try and underexpose sometimes, especially when you have blown out highlights. Sometimes, especially in high noon or in areas of incredible reflectivity, you're likely to overexpose the shot, and then you'll lose a lot of the detail. And it's a lot harder to bring back the detail when you overexpose the shot. So if you deliberately underexpose it, cut the exposure by a little bit, you're likely to have some really nice results. And I guess that's going to do it for me today. It was a really short podcast, but you know, you get a couple of tips and you can use them for good measure. As always, it's really good to just try, just do a test, especially if you have a digital camera. Take a shot, just shoot it at the normal exposure that your meter gives you, and then underexpose it. You'll want to shoot on manual for this, or you'll want to use exposure compensation. So you can either put it on that manual setting, shoot at what the meter tells you to do, or you could choose a programmed mode like shutter priority or aperture priority, and then just use exposure compensation and underexpose. So just turn the dial to the minus sign, most probably on your camera, and you can do so by a third of a stop, one stop, two stops, whatever you like, and check out the results. And that's going to do it for the tip for today. I'm going to continue to enjoy the natural splendor that is the Grand Canyon. I've never been here. It's an unbelievable experience. It's a photographer's dream here. And I hope you all get a chance to come here one day. So thanks very much. That'll do it for me today. And keep on shooting, everyone. Bye for now.
And that was the podcast from the Grand Canyon. I cannot reiterate enough what a fantastic place it was. You're going to see a couple of shots that I took on the blog, or maybe you've seen them already. And of course, they can't touch the beauty of the Grand Canyon. No picture, no film, no words can touch the beauty of the Grand Canyon. You can't hype it enough. It's just one of those things that you have to see with your own eyes at least once in your lifetime. And I'm totally going back because it's fantastic. With regard to the shots that I took, as mentioned, I took one shot at the camera's meter reading, one shot at one f-stop below that reading, and one shot at two f-stops below that reading. And, you know, those shots were not corrected at all. So you're seeing them exactly how I took them. And it almost never happens that I put up a shot that's not corrected. Even the great Ansel Adams, who would be considered one of the all-time masters of photography and one of the co-developers of the Zone system, each and every one of his fabulous shots, he would have corrected them locally through dodging and burning,
which means darkening and lightening certain parts of the photograph in order to give it maximum effect. But these are uncorrected, all except for the fourth one. So the fourth shot I did correct, and you could see that it has quite a bit of difference. Now, which of the photographs do people prefer? That's totally a subjective thing. In terms of the three non-corrected photographs, I actually prefer the one that is one f-stop underexposed. And to be honest, maybe one f-stop underexposure was a bit too much. You can also underexpose or overexpose in increments of stops as opposed to full stops. So using exposure compensation, using that dial, you can overexpose or underexpose by 1/3 of a stop, 2/3 of a stop, or a full stop. And you can do that with exposure compensation dial. You can do it by playing with the shutter speed, with the aperture, or the film speed. Again, the simple point being that especially for digital photography, it's harder to get details back in the highlights. So when you underexpose, that gives you more room to play. Now, with regard to the tip on underexposure that I just gave, I can't reiterate enough how that tip is exclusively for digital cameras. You don't want to try underexposure on conventional cameras unless you're doing a lot of bracketing. So, okay, try, you know, some underexposure on your traditional camera, but make sure you also take regular metering exposure and overexposure, because once you lose shadow detail on a traditional camera, it's gone forever. Whereas with a digital camera, you can bring shadow detail back with graphics programs like Photoshop, as mentioned. So again, underexpose with digital photography and not traditional photography. I should also just say that you need to read your manual for how to do the exposure compensation thing. So when you want to underexpose using exposure compensation, a lot of people just won't know how to do this intuitively. Check the manual and it'll easily tell you how to do it. And it's a simple way to do it, and it's a great tip in bright situations. And that's going to do it for me. Our next podcast, again, is another on-location podcast that I did in Sedona, Arizona. And there I did some tests on shutter speed. So that should be up in a couple days as well. And in all fairness, I should say again that although the podcast was recorded on the 24th, we're about a week later and I'm putting it all together on the computer. So, you know, it's around the beginning of August now, but the actual recording was done on the 24th. So that's it for me, another podcast to be released quickly. And keep on shooting as always. Bye for now.